But I get up again.
All right.
Now you're never going to keep me down. Right. So I'm singing harmony.
I'm glad that you are back up again.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of the Half Hour Happy Hour with Allison and Alex. I'm Allison Hayslip.
And I'm Alex Albrecht. The Half Hour Happy Hour is your weekly dose of approximately half hours of amazingness.
One half hour, not plural half hours.
One half hours.
A half hour's worth of amazingness.
Approximately a half hour's worth of amazingness. With us, as always, the lovely and talented man on the knobs, Mr. Tom Supervolcano Krajewski.
Hey.
Hi, Tom.
Hi.
We've already told Tom he needs to carry the show today.
Yeah, you guys.
Alex is hungover.
Yeah.
And I am sick.
Yeah.
So, Tom.
All right.
The man who we just found out played young John F. Kennedy in a 6-hour miniseries when he was 10 years old.
Oh, you
After
heard?
He starred in a local production of Pinocchio.
Yep. I was the biggest movie star of the year. He's 1990.
Going,
ever.
He's
in the
going
world.
To run our show today.
Yeah. Yeah, first up, you're well. Wait.
How was everybody's week?
Good.
You guys are
fantastic. We are.
I'm sorry, I'm sick. I can't think of things.
I feel like there was something. Oh,
what?
Well, it's
what are we going to talk about?
Super Bowl season.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
And Los Angeles is now getting a football team.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, the St. Louis Rams are now the LA Rams.
They are
something
well,
like
back
that.
To being the LA Rams.
Oh, right. Yeah.
This is good.
Now, here's the thing. It's only just been approved. Now we have
no,
to
it's
go-
happening.
Oh, it is definitely
next
like 100%.
Next season
next
they're playing.
Next season?
Next season the Rams
we're going to have a stadium by next season?
Yeah,
no.
That, yeah.
Next season they're playing at the Coliseum.
Oh, okay.
That's still cool though.
So 2 years at the Coliseum and then year 3 there will be at this new Inglewood, where the Hollywood Park Casino was.
Yes.
Or racetrack.
Yeah.
Or both, I think.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
But it's supposedly, like, huge. Like, they're it's not just a stadium. Like, they're doing a whole, like,
yeah, it's going to be like
Live.
An LA Live-esque thing.
That's awesome.
Yeah. An entertainment facility.
I still don't know the rules of football, so you guys will have to teach me.
I will gladly teach you. I'm excited because I've actually only been to 2 NFL games in my lifetime, and I love football.
I feel like I'm
never,
the same way.
Yeah.
Like, I've been to a handful of, like, Eagles, Redskins games back at, like, the old RFK Stadium.
Okay. Yeah. Because, you know, I grew up in Jersey, but my parents always took me to college football games. We never went to a pro game.
Interesting.
And then I moved to LA, and there's no team here.
Yeah.
So they only, I went to, when I was shooting Battleground, that Hulu show that I was on in Wisconsin, we drove out and went to a Green Bay game.
Oh, was, that must have been so fun.
It was
Lambeau or whatever?
Yeah. It was Packers Raiders. And then I actually went to the Super Bowl.
What?
2 years ago.
What?
Awesome.
When it was in New York, when it was the Patriots and the and
Broncos,
the and the
maybe?
Broncos.
Yeah.
Yeah. That like lame Super Bowl I was at where Bruno Mars performed the halftime show and he was amazing. Yeah.
How did that come to fruition?
Oh, this is a great story. So most of you know that I'm very good friends with Zach Levi.
Yes.
He's a good buddy.
He's
family basically.
Yes.
So I'm not joking, 10 days before the Super Bowl, I was just thinking,
I want to go to the Super Bowl.
Well, no, it wasn't. No. It wasn't that I want to go to the Super Bowl. It was, I've never actually been in the city where the Super Bowl takes place. And the Super Bowl was at Giant Stadium that year. So technically New York was the host city.
Right.
I was like, I've never been to the city the Super Bowl takes place in. It's the weekend before my birthday.
Oh, I
was like, maybe if I can like find a cheap plane ticket to New York, I'll go spend that weekend in the city and I can celebrate my birthday with my New York friends and then just watch the Super Bowl somewhere in the city where, you know, just to get the extra party.
Yeah.
The vibe of it.
Yeah. It's like being in an Olympic area.
Yeah, exactly. So lo and behold, I ended up finding like, I'm not joking, a round trip ticket for like $270. It was insane.
Nice.
And I was like, bought, like, you know, decided literally 10 days before this trip.
Yeah.
And I took a red eye Friday night and I landed, you know, at like 7 a.m. Saturday morning and I was staying with Zach because at the time he had this awesome 2-bedroom place in the West Village.
Okay.
That I just claimed the second bedroom as that's I was like, when I come to New York, that's my bedroom. Like that's what I'm saying. He doesn't live there anymore. It makes me very sad. So I show up at Zach's like, you know, you never feel good after a red eye.
Right.
You
yeah.
never feel good.
Yeah.
So I show up at like 8 a.m. in the morning and I like knock on the door and he lets me in. And I'm like, I'm going to bed because that night was when I was going out with a bunch of friends and celebrating my birthday. So I was like, I'm just going to sleep all day Saturday.
Yeah.
And then I'll go out.
Get your sleep
and he's
on.
Like, cool. I have to go do this. I think it was a DirecTV event or something like that for the Super Bowl because it was the day before. Yeah. He's like, I'll be back around 3 or 4 in the afternoon. I'm like, cool. I went in. I went to bed. I like slept for a little bit in the bedroom, and then I like got up and then fell asleep again on the couch.
Yeah.
So he came home in the afternoon and like found me asleep on the couch, and he's like, what are you doing? Why are you in the bed? I was like, I don't know. I feel terrible. Blah, blah. And he goes, oh, well, happy birthday. And he hands me an envelope. And I'm like, what? And I open it up. And it's these two tickets to the Super Bowl. And I kid you not, I just start crying. And I was like, I'm going to the Super Bowl. He's like, yeah, because they had given him for doing this DirecTV event. What? They had given him tickets, but he already had tickets. So he didn't need them. It's not, like, I don't want to make it sound like Zach Levi went out and bought me Super Bowl tickets. He was just, he had an extra pair. And I just happened to be in the right place at the right time.
That's fantastic. That's called Reaganomics is what that is.
I know, I know.
Trickle-down economy.
And I just, I'm like, I'm crying and I'm like, I'm going to the Super Bowl. And I've never been to the new Giants Stadium. So
oh
I was like,
God.
This whole thing, it was awesome. And so I immediately called my brother to be like, you want to come to the Super Bowl with me? And he's like, I can't. I already made plans with Stacy, who's his now fiance. He's like, we have to go to this thing. I'm like, Greg, the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
What do you? I think Stacy will understand if
in
you
your
don't
backyard.
Go. Yeah.
Like, it's not like you need to go anywhere.
I know, and he wouldn't. This is how good of a boyfriend my brother is. He wouldn't bail on his girlfriend to
and
go to the
how
fucking
he got married.
Super Bowl. I know. Well, not married yet, but engaged.
Yeah, fianced.
Yeah. So
he
I
just
ended up
whipped.
I ended up taking. I ended up taking my buddy Brian, who I've known literally since I was 6. We grew up down the street from each other, and he lives in the city. So I hit him up. I was like, hey, you have a car, right? He's like, yep. I'm like, you want to drive me to the Super Bowl tomorrow and come with me? He's like, yep. I was like, cool. All right.
Did you make him pay for the tickets? Be like, well, Brian, these things cost me a lot. You
yeah.
know?
Dude, the seat the face value of them was like $1,500 or something like that.
Shit.
Yeah. I was like 25 rows back on the center. The 50-yard line. Wow, my brain is slow.
On the center.
On the center. I was on the center.
I was like 25 seats back on the center. It was amazing.
Yeah.
And the guy kept moving. It was awesome.
Great. I mean, it was the lamest Super Bowl in a long time, but no, I didn't care.
Hey.
It was really, honestly, it was really nice going to a Super Bowl where I didn't have a horse in the race.
A dog in the fight.
A dog in the fight.
A horse in the race.
Yeah.
Both sound good.
Is a horse in the race a thing?
Yeah.
It is now.
Is it?
Yeah, totally. It's a horse in the race.
I don't think I've ever heard of that.
Because they race horses.
No, I get how.
That's like a thing that happens out.
Why would there be horses in a race? As if horses would race things. It's like a race car versus a horse?
Yeah, what?
What?
Yeah, I've got I didn't have a car in the race.
I don't have a horse in the race.
Yeah.
God, that just sounds so weird. I feel
Are
like
you
I've never
I
Yeah, I feel like that
good.
Is the first time
I've honestly
ever heard
never heard
that.
Dog in the fight.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it makes a lot of sense to me, but I feel like I've only...
I feel like horse in a race is way nicer than dog in the fight.
It sounds
Yeah,
fancier.
Dog fighting is non-PC.
It's illegal.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's illegal, Michael Vick.
It's illegal and also horrible.
All right, should we get to some emails?
Yes, and...
What?
We got the LA Rams. Okay.
In conclusion.
In conclusion,
LA Rams.
First off,
okay.
What?
I love that you just don't read these in advance.
Tanya,
so
first off, it says article. My night with the world's first bionic penis.
What?
Oh my gosh.
And I was like, I gotta. I don't even know.
What?
I don't even know. It says, "Hi, Alex, Allison, and Tom. Love
Hi.
The podcast. I saw
this.
This is from. This is from Tanya.
Hi, Tanya. Ooh, it's a woman." Sending us about, is this her
it,
night
from,
with the first?
NYC. This is why I just read. This is what I'm reading.
All right, go.
I'm like, may I think? No.
Keep reading, Alex. Keep reading.
And I also feel like the article now might just be, hey, I have the first bionic penis, and it was my first night with my own bionic penis.
Oh, it's not Tanya's night with her first. Oh,
not as cool, but still.
No. Yeah, I want to know the woman's point of view.
It was probably like,
or whoever the sexual partner may be. It's 2016.
Oh.
It could be a dude.
Yes. Yeah.
I got no judgments.
Hey, man. We don't judge here.
No.
This judgment is left at the other side of that garage door.
We start judging when we get on the other side of the garage?
Don't you? That's
just
what
happens. Just instantly start judging?
As soon as I walk past, I'm like, oh, Allison, what are those shoes?
Oh, God. Alex, what's going on with your hair today?
We're not even going to talk about Tom. All right. I saw this article. I don't think... I've ever seen something more appropriate for the half hour happy hour.
Oh, great.
You guys rule all the best, Tanya in NYC.
Hey, Tanya in NYC. Thank you for sending an article.
Yeah, let me just see.
Do you want to scroll through it?
I'm just going to quickly. Charlotte Rose, a former British sex worker of the year.
Sex worker of the year?
Yeah.
What?
Wow.
I think this actually might be from.
I feel like sex workers are a bad, like. Isn't that like sex trafficking?
If they're legal, that's cool.
Yeah. Oh, maybe.
Yeah, I think
so. She basically won like high class prostitute of the year.
I mean, that's what
sex worker
British sex worker of the year
her
sounds
price
like.
Is just
great.
Is reestablishing is oh relishing in helping. Oh my God! So it's from the girl's perspective.
Yes.
Because the guy was a 43-year-old virgin.
Oh wow. A virgin because he had penile issues, I guess.
I mean, he has been married. Hold on.
Wow.
He's a virgin because he fell into.
Oh.
Oh no.
No.
Fell into the road during a snowball fight when he was six. And a car dragged him, ripping his dick clean off.
What?
Why did you tell us the story?
What?
I blame Tanya.
Does the article literally say ripping his dick clean off?
Oh my God.
And ripped his dick clean off.
Oh, how do, what? Wow. Don't you have pants on? I don't know.
I don't know if you've seen a penis.
Yeah.
Pants.
And also, I don't know if you understand how soft pants are.
Well, but.
Anyway, he was lucky to survive.
Okay.
So 5 years ago when he was 37. I mean, it's better to be, you know. So 5 years ago when he was 37, a letter offered him an experimental new medical procedure. Doctor said they could make him a bionic penis.
Okay.
Made out of Legos and like, what do you call those things?
Let's not make fun of the man's bionic penis. Let's keep reading.
Well, it could be an erector set.
Oh,
oh my God.
That's what I'm trying to go for.
Okay, after 118 procedures.
Oh,
fuck.
My God.
He had an 8-inch appendage.
Wow.
And had finally passed fit for duty.
Ooh.
Wow. This is how proud the doctor described it. Yeah, the penis itself actually was made from the skin and fat from the forearm, rolled up into a roll with a tube in the middle, making like a sausage roll.
Ouch.
Okay.
Wow. A button. I feel like we talked about this potentially on the show.
We've talked about
something similar.
Like
so a button.
Oh, because of the kids in the people in Africa who
the,
like
the
it was,
circumcision yes. gone bad.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Or getting hit by a car and dragged and having your dick ripped clean off.
I can't believe that was a direct quote from this article.
Yeah, okay, keep going.
So a button concealed inside the scrotum can bring the penis to life by pumping liquids from a reservoir concealed inside the abdomen.
Okay, so not a fucking light switch.
Yeah, no,
why
much better.
Why would a carpenter get on that?
Yeah. Not a light switch.
Yeah.
But is there a feeling?
I'm gonna say no.
I mean, I guess not.
Because otherwise, what's the
Well, the point is he can then please a woman again, whoever his sexual partner chooses to
be. Well, it's a lady, Charlotte Rose. So,
okay,
Britain's sex worker of the year in 2013.
This is amazing. Yes. So she wrote an article
the
about this?
Escort and sexual trainer. First off. That's a thing you can get as a sexual trainer.
To get through
college. All right, cool.
Yeah.
Has volunteered her services for free. Of all the people he could have done this with, he chose me, she said.
Yeah.
It's an absolute delight.
Wow.
The high-end call girl, who earns up to $500 an hour, estimates that she slept with around 1,000 men, but this will be her first bionic penis.
This will be... Oh, this hasn't happened yet.
I'm not sure. Maybe... She says, I've not seen it yet, but I'm really, really excited and really, really honored.
Yeah, I kind of would be, too.
I know.
It's one thing, you know, like, one, she's taking his V-card.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
two, she gets this, like, I mean, she already made Sex Worker of the Year. She gets a new title in her life.
Yeah, and you know that since she's been with over 1,000 guys, she'd had some great guys and some really terrible guys. So this guy's like, well, I can be better than those bad guys, probably.
She's got the first bionic... Yeah. Bone sesh.
Yeah, I'm trying to see if I'm trying to find if it actually happened.
I guess that's what I would choose too, a prostitute. I guess that's what I would choose too.
Well, you're right because
and you don't want to disappoint, and you're like, I don't care what she thinks. She's a prostitute, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's I don't care what she thinks. It's more like
But
I don't need her validation.
There you go.
Is more.
Well,
hey,
and
basically.
And he's
saying,
he's
I don't
never
care what you
had...
think is devaluing her as opposed
okay,
to.
Yes, you are right. You're
yeah,
right.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's
a
yeah.
better way to say it. I apologize.
Yeah, no, no.
I'm just looking out for all, no, the, all the call girls out there. I got you,
I
sisters.
Call,
I got
no
your backs.
And by the way, even the highest of the high,
yeah.
the best sex worker of the year,
yeah.
2013.
Right. It, was it 2013?
Yeah, that's what she said.
Who the fuck beat her the last 2 years?
I don't know. Somebody must have. But the other thing is he actually asked her as well, like, hey, so you're a sex trainer. So not only are yeah. we going to just like bang one out on
but
check
teach,
the penis,
yeah.
but can you teach me
how to use
how
it
to
better?
Do it better. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
yeah. Like, what was that movie with
Helen Hunt
and
The Sessions.
The Sessions? Oh, yeah. Or The Session?
Something like that.
I think it's called The Sessions.
Sessions? Yeah.
Because she was a sex...
He's a paraplegic, right. But his mm-hmm. but his penis still worked.
Quadriplegic, I think.
Quadriplegic, yeah, yeah, yeah. right. Para only means two. Quad means four.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so she like figured out how Jeez. He could have sex.
I love it.
I'm just...
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just trying to see if anything...
Looking for pictures?
anything... Sometimes my
stop checking your Apple Watch.
No. Sometimes my iWatch, when I turn my wrist, it pops Siri.
Oh.
And then I look down and there's a wall of text like, what the fuck were you just talking about? And so it had just been listening.
It was, like, it was recording
sex,
everything?
Sex year, peace, peace, trying to translate it. thinking we were asking it a question about bionic
Siri,
penises.
We're not talking to you.
We're not talking about you. Get out of here. Married clients, blah, blah, blah. Come on, come on.
Alex
get
hasn't
to the
burped
nut.
Yet, by the way. Just speaking
get
of.
To, that's what she said.
Get to the nut.
Get to the nut.
He was lovely.
Oh.
Absolutely lovely.
There you go.
He came into my hotel room. Hey-o.
Yeah, he
did.
Sat down on the bed. I made him a cup of tea. He was a really nice guy.
Oh, man.
Well, it was a year and a half later. Anything happened in person. He was fully loaded and ready to go.
Whoa.
Never thought the day would come, but now I'm ready to have some fun and sow my wild oats. I never felt like a man, blah, 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 blah. I wanted to get the virgin tag off my back as soon as possible.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
There is something about that. Why does there, I mean.
Well, it's.
The virgin thing, yeah, I get it. There's something about having never experienced something that most people experience.
I think there's
frequently,
no,
I guess.
Allison looked at me when she said that.
No, I don't have my glasses
she said
on
most
top.
People. I'm looking at an amorphous
but
conglomeration
of
shapes and sizes.
I hate that people then like are like, oh my God, I haven't had sex in 5 months, or oh my God, I haven't had sex in 8 months. Like that monkey that hangs on your back that makes you feel like
the sex
you're
monkey.
Doing something wrong
yeah.
because you haven't had sex. It's like, I wish we could all kind of get rid of that.
I cannot believe that I am equal parts happy that I have never been single in the advent of Tinder and Match.com
and
Plenty of Fishes. As
plenty
I am
of fishes.
As I am sad that I
you never got to experience that.
Not even just experience it, but just like, and I'll, and sometimes I'll watch like friends do like Tinder, like, or Bumble is a new one.
Oh yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah,
out
yeah.
now. And it's like just, it's, first off, I feel like it's horrible because you just go, nah. And then I'm like, I feel like such an asshole.
Right.
Because there's all these like amazing people that
right.
are there that are, I'm sure could be.
There's someone for everyone. They're getting their swipes.
Well, and then the other thing is that it's like, it feels really bad. And then my friend's like, yeah, that's happening to me. Like,
oh, yeah,
they're also
point.
Doing
yeah,
that to
yeah,
me.
Yeah.
So it's not like I'm doing it to them
like I'm
because I'm so great. And they're
king
gonna,
of awesome.
Right.
Yeah.
And they don't get the opportunity. He's like, that shit happens. There's another side, which is all dudes. And they're going, nah.
Looks like a tool.
Nah.
Kind of balding.
Yeah, yeah,
you
yeah.
know, has He's, dad bod.
He looks like he'd be fun.
I hate that like dad bod has become a term for men these days.
Dad bod, yeah.
Dad bod.
I don't even know. What is
dad bod is like when dudes in their 30s. Has sort of let themselves go, and they look like they have dad bodies, but they're not dads.
That's sort of like mom hair.
Yeah, or mom jeans.
Or mom jeans, but yeah. I was thinking more on your physical person rather than a style choice.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's not surprising, because that's basically
right.
almost
but like,
everybody I know.
They're like, Leonardo DiCaprio has a dad bod. He's not the most fittest human being. The most fit.
The most fit?
Yeah, but no one cares because he's fucking Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah.
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 I love it.
All right, should we do a story or 12?
Yeah, we can do a story or 12. Yeah. Oh, okay.
What?
First off, this is a little bit of a back skis.
Back skis. All right.
So we've already talked about this, but I'm just going to throw this out here because now it's moving into what we had thought that potentially.
Moonbase? Is Moonbase happening?
Not Moonbase, believe me. Oh my God. First off, we would lead with Moonbase.
By the way, we haven't talked about the fact that the Powerball was $1.5 billion. We totally would have built Moonbase with that.
Are you kidding me? That would have been priority numero uno.
Yeah.
I would have been like, I would have gone to Elon Musk.
Yeah.
And this makes sense because this is a Tesla story.
Oh, there we go. Okay.
I would have gone to Elon Musk and I said, hey, bro.
Bro.
Look, billionaire to billionaire.
Yep. What?
We both just started from nothing.
I got my first Billy.
Bootstraps.
What do you want to do?
Bootstraps. I mean, I invested a lot of time and energy in the Powerball. paid off big.
Yep.
Chino Hills. Went to Chino Hills to buy my ticket.
A skater. Like a 30-year-old skater. Is who won in Chino Hills.
Really?
What? Yeah.
That's
so
crazy, dude.
I know.
And three people won. So there was one in Florida, one in...
Kentucky?
Kentucky,
or
Tennessee.
Tennessee,
I think. Tennessee. And Chino Hills.
Yeah.
So you think about it, you start going down the road, and... I mean, it's hundreds of millions of dollars, but it's not...
It's not a billion.
They're not billionaires.
But anyway,
but I would
had
go to Elon,
we won the full Powerball...
And I'd say, billionaire to billionaire, let's step this shit up. I'm going to put in 500 mil. You make me a
Moonbase. Top-down elevator.
Top-down elevator. Let's make that happen.
Yeah.
Oh, so much science was just lost.
All right. So anyway, what is moving forward?
So Tesla's latest update lets owners summon their car to them.
I'm sorry,
so we talked about this. And the reason why I bring this up is because my buddy, Mike, has a Tesla, got the upgrade, and on Instagram was like, look, I'm summoning my car to myself. His car is parked in his parking spot in the garage.
Okay.
And he literally holds his key up and just goes, beep. And the car goes, hey, backs itself out of the parking spot and then unlocks the front door.
That's insane.
So he hops in the car. So you literally just have to pull, like, think about it like you're at a grocery store.
Right.
You don't even have to pull your car into the thing. You can get out of your car.
Okay.
And then press a button and the car will pull itself forward.
It will.
And park.
It can park itself as well.
And then when you come out, you don't have to like try to open the doors to get, you just press the button, it'll back out and then everybody can get in the car.
That's kind of cool.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
That's insane.
That's pretty neat.
If everybody's doing that at the supermarket, that would kind of get like a clusterfuck.
Yeah, that's
what I was thinking. All the cars doing that at the same time. Like that sounds slow.
Well, but how rare is it that when you pull in to a parking spot, the person next to you is like just also pulling into a parking spot or just leaving a parking spot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
I mean, it happens, but you're right.
It happens, but it's really rare.
It's
crazy, though.
But how cool is
that?
That's cool. And the other thing is, if you connect it to this, like, there's like something where you can connect your garage door opener to the car, like, so the car knows, like, works the garage door opener automatically.
Yeah.
You can literally get out of your car in front of your house and press it, and it'll drive up,
and
open
itself.
The garage door, pull itself in, close the garage door, and turn itself
I mean,
off.
It is pretty cool, like, not for here, but where it's very fucking cold.
Oh, yeah.
To, like, have your car turn on, heat up, pull itself out right to your front door so you don't
like
have
Wisconsin
to...
Wisconsin or something?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like
fucking Wisconsin.
Fucking Wisconsin.
So cold.
Speaking of Green Bay.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, but this is literally happening
that's
now.
Cool.
Not only... My buddy, like, on Instagram, I watched it, like, four or five times because I was like, you gotta be fucking
Why do you have such
me?
Swanky friends?
Yeah.
Mainly it's just him. He's actually, like,
Wait, is this whose drone you crashed as well?
No, that was my other friend.
Another really, really rich friend.
That was my other friend.
You have all sorts of swanky friends.
Yeah, he was the one that designed the UI for the Apple TV.
Yeah. Oh. And you have Kevin Rose, who's a swanky friend?
Kevin Rose is a swanky friend.
You have lots of swanky friends.
Just landed in Switzerland. He went
to
Switzerland. He's a big watch guy now.
That's right. I know. You
told me that. But so watch companies are like, hey, come to Switzerland. And he's like,
every watch is made in Switzerland. Like
the good ones.
Yeah.
Okay, so speaking of watches.
Yeah? Ooh, was that a segue?
That was a segue.
Nice.
Microsoft has an offer Apple Watch owners most definitely can refuse.
Yeah.
First off, I did not even know this, but Microsoft made a thing called Microsoft Band.
Didn't it come out before the Apple Watch?
Probably.
Yeah.
But I've literally never heard of it.
No, I totally remember it.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's so funny.
I mean, I remember looking at him being like, well, Apple's going to do something better, but...
Yeah, well, yeah. Well, so here's the deal. They... And it's so stupid because it's like they literally have an advertising push where they will give you money for turning in your Apple Watch to get a Microsoft Band 2.
Okay.
And I was like, wait, there's a second version of this product I have never heard of? Like, this is literally the Band 2.
Right.
Somehow the band came and went, and I, as a fan of technology, never...
Missed it. Right.
It didn't even... hit me.
Right.
No, I'm not a huge fan of like wearable stuff. Like I have my Apple Watch, which
I love. Says the guy wearing an Apple Watch.
Yeah, but I'm not, I don't use any of the like pedometer.
Right.
I don't use any of the like heartbeat monitor or any of that activity shit. Cause I'm like, I don't need
Maybe
to know
you should and you wouldn't feel so hungover on Saturday mornings.
You know what? That might actually be very true. I need more steps in my life.
Yeah.
So they give you that you turn it in for money or you get
You turn it in for money,
band.
But it's no. You turn it in for money, but it's like not
money and the band?
I think it's money towards the band.
What? Oh, like almost like you're trading in your car.
Exactly.
Okay.
But the like for this watch that I have, I think I have the steel, the 42 millimeter stainless steel case with the sports band.
All right.
This is the one that I have, the model I have.
Yeah.
They'll only give me $200 for it.
Well, how much is the Microsoft? How much was your watch to begin with?
I think it was like 600.
Oh,
jeez, 700. They'll only give you 200.
That's insane,
right?
Yeah.
To put 200.
Yeah. So they're saying like,
and by the way, if you look at the Microsoft Band 2, it's really not that great. Like it's not even really a watch. It's more like a fuel band. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like
yeah.
Like a. So it's like they want me to trade in my watch for that.
Let me see.
So, yeah, it looks more like a bracelet.
Oh yeah.
It's like a.
Yeah.
Like
no. Yeah.
At least the Apple Watch looks like a fucking watch.
Yeah. I mean, it looks like the Casio calculator
like the
watches
calculator watch.
From the 80s. But
by
yeah.
the way, there's a couple. First off, I need to get new bands.
Okay.
And they have some really good third party bands. That
oh, that's
are really
cool.
Like there's one that's like old rustic leather with like big leather straps in it and stuff like that. Yeah, balls.
Balls.
So I got to get some of those things, but I also I don't think there's a way for me to change the faces. Like I don't think Apple is allowing other people to do the faces.
Yeah, the digital faces.
The digital faces. Yeah. Because God, why is nobody doing one that looks like the 80s digital calculator?
Yeah.
Like that would just be
because
so
you need an Android
cool.
for that kind of stuff.
Well, yeah, you need or somebody. I wonder if people have hacked this thing already.
Oh, I'm sure they have. There's no way.
Yeah.
There's no way the fucking iWatch hasn't been hacked when everything else has. You know what's cool? I did a shoot this week where the camera crew had one of the pro iPads.
Yeah.
And there's an app on it. So it was a two camera shoot.
Mm-hmm.
And there was an app that you could get for it that allowed the producers to watch the feed of both cameras at the same time on the iPad Pro. It was two separate screens, and they could watch the feeds live, so they could literally keep their eye on both shots at the same time. And after they shot, all you had to do was double tap one of the screens, and it would bring it up to full screen, and you hit play, and you could just replay it right there. So you don't have to wait for the camera crew to go back to give you playback or anything like that.
That's super cool.
I know. It was incredible.
What kind of cameras do you know? Were they like the SLR 5Ds?
I mean, they're digital different? For sure, but yeah. You know, they're big swanky film production ones. They probably, you know, the base
like
of it was probably something
easy,
but then they add on all the lenses and other contraptions and that kind of thing.
Cool. I was actually looking into, because I saw The Revenant.
Oh, I need to see that.
Oh, God.
I know.
It's gorgeous. I mean, it's very, the funny thing is it's very simple.
Yeah.
It is very
It's just like Leonardo DiCaprio trying to survive so he can get revenge.
So there's no math to do.
There's like no B story. There's no, it's just like that. You're just watching.
You're watching Leonardo DiCaprio try not to die.
Yes. Yeah. Wow. There's a great
You're watching Leonardo DiCaprio
scene.
Try to get an Oscar.
Yeah. And very may well because there's it's crazy.
There's this great meme from the Golden Globes that came out.
Oh.
And it's Leonardo DiCaprio with his arm around Oscar Isaac. On the red carpet, And funny. It's like a rare photo of DiCaprio holding an Oscar. It's great.
That is amazing. First off,
it's great.
Oscar Isaacs is just my favorite.
Isaac. I always say it plural, Isaac? Too. It's Isaac. It's singular. There's only one of him.
Really?
But I always say Isaacs as well.
It's Oscar Isaac?
Yeah, Oscar Isaac.
I think it's because Isaac is such
a first name. Yeah.
But Isaacs could be like, oh, that's a last name.
Yeah, totally.
But Oscar Isaac is like two dudes going to a car wash. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So that's like the Sonic guys or Oscar Isaac.
Yeah. Oh my God, the Sonic guys. People on the East Coast have no idea what we're talking about.
Those guys are fucking hysterical. But they shot it because I was like, what did they shoot this on? Because it was all shot in natural light.
Yeah.
So crazy. One of the reasons why it took 9 months was because they shot all with natural lighting.
Yeah.
What they did was they would rehearse, like they would start in the morning and they would rehearse the scene.
Yeah.
Till like
daylight came up.
No.
4 p.m.
Till there was a 2-hour window between 4 and like 6.
Oh,
where the light was perfect. And so that's the only time they would shoot.
Oh my gosh.
So they would take the entire day, rehearse the shit out of the stuff, and then they would have 2 hours to get the shot in.
Yeah.
And then as soon as that happened, once it was done, they would break.
Wow.
They'd be like, great, we can't do anything. And then they would start again the next morning.
Yeah.
Where'd they shoot this?
Which is crazy. It's like, all over the place. British Columbia.
They started in Canada, but because the shoot went long, they ran out of snow. So they had to go
to Argentina?
Yeah, they had to go south of the equator to get more snow.
Gosh. Wow.
Yeah.
Serious.
Yeah, it's crazy. But when you watch it, first off, what is it? Chivo? Chivo, I think his name is.
Oh, the director?
No, the cinematographer.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's Chivo.
Wait, the director is like Alejandro.
Alejandro Iñárritu. But he is potentially going to win the Oscar for cinematography 3 years in a row.
Really?
Wow.
So you got Birdman?
He won for Birdman. He won for Gravity.
Now
he's up for The Revenant. And the bottom line is, I mean, I liked Mad Max Fury Road, and it is gorgeous.
Ooh, right.
The Revenant literally is every, 15 seconds, it looks like a fucking postcard.
Right.
I mean, like, literally, you could just watch for 15, pause, that's the most amazing photo I've ever seen in my life. Play, pause. No, that's the most amazing photo. You know what I mean?
Like, so, in that nice photo.
Yeah, exactly.
So I watched The Hateful Eight, but I saw it on a screener. I didn't watch it in the theater, which people were like, it was shot in 70 millimeter. You need to go see it in 70 millimeter. And what I realized from watching it on a screener is that there's all these shots where I was like, I don't need to see 2.5 minutes of horses running through snow.
Right.
Because unless you're seeing it in actual 70 millimeter, you don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that the Revenant doesn't have gratuitous shots in it because it looks so gorgeous.
No. Yeah. No. Yeah. The other thing, too, is the thing that I really love about the Iñárritu, the director.
Yeah.
He does this very, it's rare that there are cuts to, insert shots or, close up.
Oh, I see.
From wide to close up. He doesn't do that. It's a lot of it is flowing, single camera.
I love that kind of stuff.
It feels so much more realistic.
Yeah.
But also, when they get up close, when you're in the singles, it's fucking
intense.
Up in their face. I mean, some of the shots, you're just like, fuck me.
Yeah.
And Jesus, the gory is fuck.
Yeah, that's what
But in a good way.
Yeah. I want to see that bear scene, man. I want to see that
bear. Dude, the bear scene?
I know. All I've heard about was the bear. Don't say anything. I haven't seen it.
Oh, Jesus.
It looks crazy in the commercial.
The commercial? No. No. I don't know. First off, I don't know how they actually shot it.
All right. This is going to be my goal for the week is to try to go find time to see The Revenant.
They sent out a SAG thing for it.
I know.
Now you can download it on a different server.
By the way, follow up.
Update to your work as the screeners?
Follow up. By Tuesday,
okay.
Mention of the Apple for the 4th-gen Apple TV had come back.
Yeah,
I set it, did all the stuff, set it all up, and we watched The Revenant.
Oh, there you go.
On the screener, pulled the chairs up in front. We're gonna watch another screener later.
There.
So it's my
worth it.
My rant,
maybe they listen to our podcast.
First off, then I apologize, Sam.
Yeah.
Because now I
please don't kick me out of the union.
Yeah, now I'm fully aware. But the other thing is, the Apple TV thing is really rad.
Oh.
I just started asking it shit that I didn't know it could do. Because we were talking about Smallville.
Yeah.
And because I really, for whatever reason, you can't stream Smallville, and I feel like Heather would really like Smallville.
Okay.
And I haven't seen it in so long, I was like, oh my God, I just want to watch the pilot of Smallville.
Yeah.
You can't really do it without buying it. It's like, you know, I know it's $3, but it's, I just feel like, it's been long enough. This should be on Netflix. Come on, guys.
I don't need to own it.
I don't need to own the pilot of Smallville to show my wife. Yeah. Anyway, but so I was like, yeah, and it's got that Five for Fighting song that's about Superman. And she was like,
oh, yeah.
What? And I was like, yeah, you know that Five for Fighting song? I can't stand to fly. And she was like, that's about Superman? And I was like, yes, it's about Superman.
Yeah.
And so I just grabbed the Apple TV thing. No reason to know that this would work at all. And I go, play Five for Fighting Superman. And then it just goes, boom, doo, doo, doo. And it just starts playing the fucking song. I have no idea where that came from.
It's not stored anywhere. It's just they grabbed it.
Yeah.
What?
And so then I was like, the audio from the YouTube.
No, it was through some sort of Apple Music thing.
Oh, interesting.
But I don't have a subscription to anything.
Wow. How does it go? I can't stand to fly. I'm not that naive.
Men weren't meant to fly with clouds beneath their feet.
I'm more than a bird. I'm more than a plane. I'm more than some pretty face beside a train.
Right? Because he runs
faster. It's not easy to be me. Shut the fuck up, Superman. Yes, it is.
Bam. I know.
It is way easier to be Superman than it is to be us.
Batman. Oh, my God. I love it. What do we do?
That was our musical break.
You're 36.
All right.
Should we do a quick one? Or no? Should we wrap it up? How do we feel?
I feel like the other one
is... I'm honest, I'm tired.
Yeah, plus the other one's about aliens. I'll just say that for next week.
Oh, I like aliens.
Yeah, because there's some fucking weird shit going on.
We can talk very briefly about the fact that we lost both David Bowie and Alan Rickman in the same week, and both at the age of 69, and both from cancer.
Can we just fuck cancer?
That's awful.
Fuck cancer.
It's a jerk.
I feel like that was another thing I was going to say. I felt like when winning the Powerball, I was like, I'm going to fucking buy an island, and I'm going to call it Cancer Fucking Island.
What?
And I'm going to just go around, and I'm going to be like, this is not in anybody's jurisdiction.
Okay.
And I'm just going to grab the top cancer doctor research people and
be
go,
like,
I'm
going to
put you on Fuck Cancer Island.
Yeah.
And there are no rules.
Yeah.
You do whatever the fuck you think you can do to fuck cancer.
It would get bombed by the pharmaceutical company in like a week.
It would.
All get
but
killed.
That's why
Someone
we have
Someone just told me
space
this very interesting... That's why we have what?
Oh, I put a space net over it.
Spell good, space net.
Yeah.
Someone actually just told me a very interesting theory that iodine is actually the biggest key to curing cancer because we there's no longer iodine in our foods like there used to be. Like when our parents were growing up and that kind of thing. Yeah. And there are numerous accounts of people who have quote unquote cured cancer by just upping by taking iodine, but you have to like do a proper flush of your system somehow
to get rid of the non-iodine.
I don't know what it is, but but there's something about iodine and that, you know, it is potentially something that pharmaceutical companies are trying to keep from us.
Interesting.
That iodine could actually help you because if it's something that simple and that cheap, it's not good for that.
Yeah, can't you like buy a bottle of that at CVS, like iodine?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could chug that.
Well, you can now, but just wait until they see it's you can cure cancer with it. Shit's
Don't you remember
expensive.
Iodine used to be like what poured on every cut and things like that?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh my God, my friend. Did I tell you about this whole thing, my friend splitting his shin open?
Oh God. Oh! What? Alex, you have the worst stories today.
No, but the reason why is because...
Did you pour iodine on it?
No, my drunk grandfather.
No.
This got interesting.
World War II, psychiatrist.
Did he just super glue it shut?
You know, he tried to use butterflies.
Oh, whoa, yeah.
Like the butterfly band-aids?
Like the butterfly band-aids, it wouldn't keep it closed. Oh. But it was like a whole like hour of him being like, I can get it. And he was super drunk.
Oh.
So my buddy, we were playing in the ocean.
Wait, how old were you?
12, 13.
Oh, I thought this happened like this week.
No.
Oh, okay.
I would not put anybody in front of my grandfather.
Yeah, that's why I was like, why is your grandfather
so
drunk?
He can like, barely see. It would be like really bad. He does drink. But anyway.
No, he can see why was he so drunk?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not saying he can't drink.
So what happened was my buddy, we were like jumping on this coral.
That sounds terrible.
It was a terrible... I mean, we're fucking idiots at 13, 14.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, just jump to the coral. But what I forgot to tell him was, no, you jump into the water and then climb up the coral because coral's slippery. And he just jumped and landed with his shin and cut like a slit his shin just straight down.
I hate it.
It was like 6-inch, maybe 7-inch slice down his chin and just open. And then he's now in salt water.
Yeah.
So it's just
salt. Well,
at least
he's saying clean.
Wow. Yeah, but it stings like a motherfucker because it's salt water. So then we come all the way back up, and I'm like, oh, yeah, that's not good. And my grandfather, who's been drinking all day, was just like, ah, let me take a look at this shin. Oh, yeah. Well, I might need a couple butterflies. Let me just. And he went up and got iodine and poured it into his shin. And he was like, he was not a happy
did
camper.
Did he eventually go to the hospital and get stitches?
He did eventually go to the hospital, and he got like 15 or 20 stitches.
Yeah, okay, good.
Bonus,
good.
Your friend will not have cancer ever.
Yeah,
well.
He's been iodine flushed.
Yeah.
But anyway. Yeah. So, watch yourself,
anyway,
my
rest
grandfather.
In peace, David Bowie, Alan Rickman.
Watch yourself, my grandfather. He's out there.
I just said something sweet, and you guys missed it.
Did you say rest in peace?
Rest
I thought you said
recipes,
David Bowie.
No.
Iodine
recipes. Rest in peace, David Bowie and Alan Rickman. Two of the greatest artists of our time, for sure.
100%.
Yeah.
All right, people, well, on that slightly happy note?
No, sad note.
So on
sad
that
note.
Sad, somber note.
Email us so we may potentially read your email, like Tanya's and the bionic penis. Email us at halfhourhappyhourfans@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter, halfhourhappyhr. Subscribe to us on iTunes or whatever podcast appy thing you use.
Yep, podcappies.
And thank you, as always, for listening. Do you want to end it? That's it for this week. I guess I'll end it. You look at me. That is it for this week's edition of the Half Hour Happy Hour with Allison and Alex. I'm Allison Aislinn.
I'm Alex Albrecht. With us as always.
No, not with us. We're ending the show.
Oh, we're ending the show.
We're ending the show.
I'm Alex Albrecht. Hey, Tom Krajewski was here.
Yeah.
Hey.
There, you pointed to him. Great. Okay, now the show feels complete.
Bye, everybody.
Goodbye. Bicycle.
I want to ride my bicycle.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.